freshwater prawn cultivation becomes a lucrative business in Tripura. If necessity is the mother of invention, then unavailability is the mother of ingenuity. Fish farmers in India's landlocked northeastern state of Tripura, who can't have access to seawater for prawn culture, are using artificial saline water in makeshift hatcheries to breed prawns. Despite the huge costs involved, the fish farmers get their money's worth as the prawns sell like hotcakes among the state's fish freak migrant Bengalis, who form nearly 60% of the population.
I farm rahu fish and other kinds of crabs besides prawns, but the prawns are more profitable because we can sell them at least ₹300 per kilo. But the problem is we don't get enough seed for cultivation.
Prakriti Bhattacharya, housewife, set up the first privately owned hatchery in the state in 1997. Operating the hatchery in the backyard of her house, Bhattacharya wishes she had a bigger setup to meet the tremendous demand for prawn larvae and exploit the full potential of the money-spinning business. Main problem is that of water, especially saline water, which is crucial for prawn production. Since we don't get it naturally, here we have to produce saline water artificially. But the farmers know that it is a profitable business, so they farm prawns despite difficulties and buy the larvae from us. Financially it is very good. I wish I had a bigger setup. The state government, which has set up the first hatchery in 1997, hopes to improve the state's economy by promoting aquaculture.
Now we are producing the fish seed in one hatchery, and there is a plan for 3 or 4 commercial hatchery in the state. And we find that polyculture and monoculture of prawn can bring the entire economic scenario change by aquaculture in Tripura. Yes. Fish culture have got the tremendous potential of economic upliftment of the rural mass, and prawn can introduce the more economic benefit, as the prawn have got the more economic value in the domestic market as well as the export market.
The success rate of prawn larva production in hatcheries is almost double of that in natural seawater. Economically backward Tripura shares an international border with India's neighboring Bangladesh, where it hopes to find a lucrative export market for its prawns, besides the large domestic market in the state and elsewhere in the country. Poonam Dagar, ANI.